Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello there, how are you? It's another Sunday with Samba. Welcome back to Uncluttered. Today we're diving into a topic that doesn't get enough love. Men and mental health. Are you shocked? You know, you women always think, oh, it's all about you and Samba. No. You know, it's not just about you alone. It takes two to tango. So we need to look after our men. Because when we do that, we will have peace of mind and we will raise wonderful kids. You know, from a young age, guys get told, man up, don't cry, be tough. But let's be real. Everyone has feelings. Hiding them doesn't make you strong. It just makes you silent. So today, we're going to be asking ourselves, what happens when men keep everything inside? And how can we change that story? Right now, I want you to call your husband. Call your woman if you're a guy listening to me. And call your kids, your young adult. We need to talk about this. Because it's something we avoid. Men are human too. They have blood in their veins. We have practiced this thing for a very long time where we tell our men not to cry. man up, be a man. And they bottle everything inside. And whenever you ask them, you see that they're not okay. And when you ask them, they said, oh, I'm fine. And this really caused a lot of problems for them that we don't know about. And they react in different ways. Some go silent. Some fight. Create unnecessary fight, unnecessary trouble. Not because of what you have done, but because of what they have bottled inside of them. But before we start on this, why you're calling your husband, your wife, your mom, because it concerns everybody, we'll go on our first break so that we can get, you know, the hint of it. It's your girl, Samba.
Growing up, most guys, it's not very popular to show your emotions. And I think there's a stigma in this world where it's not supposed to happen. It's called Boys Don't Cry, but just know this song is for anyone who feels this way and who goes through anxiety or who deals with depression or any type of mental health. Know it's okay to cry and speak up and reach out to someone.
I've been starting to lose control. I swear I can fix anything, anything but me. I've been putting my heart through hell, and I don't wanna think about anything, anything but me. Just give me time, I've been running from my mind. Need a second for my soul. Let it go. And I tried keeping all of this inside, but the cracks, they start to show. And I've been told, boys, don't cry. I've been trying to find that light, but darkness just keeps finding me, blinding me from what's real. Just give me time, I've been running from my mind. Need a second for my soul. Let it go. And I tried keeping all of this inside, but the cracks, they start to show. I've been told, boys, don't cry. Damn, I need a shoulder.
Hey guys, are you still there? So today, we're going to be talking about men and their mental health. The mask boys wear. Let's talk about that. The mask boys wear. Think about it. When a boy cries, people laugh. They say, stop acting soft. So what happens after then? It learns to wear mask. And that is what we don't do here. We let the mask off. It's called unclouded. Instead of a man saying, I'm hurt, he says, I'm good. Instead of crying, he just shut down. And the mask makes it look like everything is fine, but inside, it is not. The mask is so heavy, very heavy. And you know what? Too many guys carry it every single day. And you know what? Silence costs a lot. A lot. Silence has a price. When guys don't talk, the pain builds up. It comes out as anger, like I said before. Snapping at people. Or just pulling away from everyone. And you know what some men, what they do? They distract themselves with games. Some with sport. And some, bad habits. Drinking. Smoking. And some, you know what I mean. If you don't get it, forget about it. Because that's deep. You know, and it's like shaking a soda can. When you keep shaking it, eventually it's going to explode. And we don't want that. And that is why we're going to talk about it today. It's very important we look after our men, our boys. You know, they face a lot of pressure already from the society. The society puts so much crazy pressure on guys. Like, be strong, be rich, be successful. Don't fail. Seriously. How are you going to be living in this world and you won't fail? It's not about you failing. It's about how you pick up yourself. It's about you being focused. It's okay to fail. Yes. It is okay to fail. It's how you get up from there. How you make use of it. You can't fail and just sit down there and give up. No, you don't do that. You keep trying until you get there. And on top of that, there's social media. I spoke about this. Well, it was all about, you know, the girls, the ladies, the women. There's social media. Everyone flexing cars, clothes, perfect lives. And guys will scroll and think, I'll never be enough. Stop it. Be yourself. Don't lose your originality. Be who you are. Forget about what you see on the social media. Most of them are not real. Most people live fake lives just to be somebody, just to belong. And you know what? The pressure pushes a lot of teens to the edge. And nobody's talking about it. And that is why we are talking about it today. This is Uncluttered. And let me remind you, I'm not a therapist. I'm just someone who is going through the journey called life. And I'm just sharing the bit that I've seen, that I've experienced, that me and friends have talked about. And that is why I am sharing it with you. Let's talk about the myths. The mental health myths. There is a saying that men don't get depressed because they are men. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? Because they do. Sometimes is even worse than what we women we experience. And they come up with, oh, therapy is for weak people. Therapy is for weak people. Really? Really? But I'm going to tell you something today. Therapy is for strong people who wants to heal. If you need help, call for it. Talk to your GP. Talk to your adult. Talk to a friend. But I would recommend you talk to your doctors, because they will get you help. Because that is their job, to get you help. And you know the most common one, they say, crying makes you soft. Sometimes I just wonder, what do you think? The way they give birth to we women is the same way they give birth to men. They are human, they've got blood in their veins, they've got feelings. And crying makes you human. It makes you real. It shows that you have emotions, you can feel. Be true to yourself. If you're feeling down, talk about it. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to cry, cry. You're human, you've got feelings. Let it out. That is why sometimes if I go to people that have lost someone, lost their mom or dad, I don't know what to say to them. But because most people around them will be saying, oh, don't cry. Oh, please, don't cry. Everything is going to be all right. No, let them cry it out. That is how some people fall into deep depression, because they don't cry. Because you always tell them, oh, don't cry. Be strong for your children. Let your children know you've got feelings. Let your children know your pain. It's okay. As a man, it's okay to cry. It's okay to show your feelings. And you ladies, you women, you wives, you sisters, you mothers, let them cry on your shoulder if they have to. I will hold you with that for now. We're going to go on a short break. Think about it. I'll be back. Samba.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Yeah, I know this life can really be you down. You wanna scream, but you won't make a sound. Got so much weight that you've been holding, but won't show any emotion. As a man that goes unspoken, that we can't cry when life gets hard. Unconditional love for women, children, and dogs. We know that we just have to play our parts, and don't nobody give a damn about our broken hearts. Yeah, as a man, we gotta pave our way. Our only function is to work and slave. There's no respect for you if you ain't paid. You're disregarded as a human and you can't complain. And if you ever make it up and actually reach that place and find a woman that you love and give her your last name, you'll feel the things that you provide is only why she stays. And when you try to explain, you'll say, I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain
what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our sun is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life. As a man you provide, they don't know what you're worth till the day that you die. And that's when they start crying, then move on to a man to confide in. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be human. It's a lonely road, and you don't care about what we know. It's not about how.
Hey fam, are you still there? It's your girl Samba. Now we're gonna talk to the women around men. You've got a lot to do, you know. Relationship is not just about, you know, the second room. Relationship is not about lovey-dovey. It goes way, 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 way far than you think. You think it's only love that can keep a relationship. Trust me, it's not. It takes a lot to hold a relationship. So you women out there, you mothers, you sisters, you've got a role to play. Ladies, your reactions matters a lot. When a guy opens up and you laugh, you clown him, or throw it back in his face, it will never open up again. Never. You need to learn when to be serious. You need to learn to pay attention to your man, his feelings, his reaction, his facial expression, because most don't talk. And when they do, pay attention to them. When you listen and you make him feel safe, you're giving him permission to be real. And that is powerful. Listening is some people's love language. They just want you to listen. And sometimes you don't even know the aspect of that you have in you. Yesterday somebody sent something to me, and it meant everything to me, because I don't even know that part of me, that I listen. That was one of the things he said. He said she listens. Me. They play. Yeah, sometimes you think you're crazy. You think you're everything. But you never know that aspect that you have in you that makes other people feel comfortable around you. Because that came to like a shock to me. You know, I come here, I talk all the time. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. No. It doesn't mean that my life is perfect. Trust me, and that is why I am here, to encourage you out there to have this conversation with you. Women, listen to your men. Sometimes, even if they don't talk, you can just feel it. This is someone you love. put your husband, I'm not just talking about your man, your husband, I'm talking about your children, the young adults, also the little ones. This program is not just about, you know, men and women. It's about relationship as a whole. And anytime I go on a break and I play you a song, please always listen. Because I just don't play the songs. The songs also is like a message if you listen. Okay, let's go into, you know, real talk. I got some message here. And I forgot to tell you, I'm sorry. If you want to send us a message, the people that knows, but for you that is listening for the first time, you can text us on 0744-881-1570. I'll say that again. You can text us on WhatsApp 0744-881-1570. Sam said, I thought being a man meant never asking for help. I was strong. No, you can ask for help. Forget about how we're being brought up, like men don't cry. No, forget about that. You can ask for help. You can talk to your woman. You can talk to your doctors. You can talk to a therapist, because I'm no therapist. If you call me or if you send me a message you need help, I'll just give you a contact. Someone that has been trained for this. Mine is just to sit here and just, you know, tell you things. You know, tell you how to get help, when to get help. Talking you through how you're feeling right now. Or anytime. And from Hades, he said the hardest thing I said was, I'm not okay. Can you imagine that? Hardest thing that he said, I'm not okay. Yes, it can be very hard. And sometimes when you just ask somebody, are you okay? Are you really okay? They just bust out crying, because you know what, that person has bottled a lot inside and is just waiting for somebody to just ask. And from Peters said, opening up to my friend was a first step to healing. Yes, it's okay to talk about it. You know, sometimes even if you don't have anybody to talk to, get your pen and paper and write it. It helps a lot. You can't even imagine how much that's going to help you. Just carry your pen and paper and write. And all this that they've said, they are all facts. And sometimes hearing someone else speak up makes you feel less alone. Please don't ever feel alone. Don't. Because you're not alone in this. Other people feel the way you feel. You have the right to let your emotions out. You have the right to talk about how you feel. You have the right to cry. You have the right to talk to your woman, to talk to your friend. Talk to someone. Don't bottle it up. Because you just notice, you know, someone that doesn't drink before will just start drinking and staying out late. And the only thing we women can take is cheating. Cheating, kill you, dear. Is that the only thing you can think? That your man is cheating on you because he's staying out late. He might just be out there sitting with some friends that he doesn't even know and just drinking away his sorrows. sometimes we should think. We need to think deep. Oh, this man doesn't behave like this. Why is he suddenly behaving like this? Why not just sit him down and talk to him in a very lovely way, calm way? Don't shout, because all of us, all we do, the only way we know how to communicate is to shout. Abuse our men. Cuss them out. And you think that is the only way they can understand how you feel? No. Nope. Sometimes love helps. Say, no, baby, I love you. You know I do love you. And I'm worried. You've not been yourself lately. Is there something you want to talk about? I'm here. I'm going to listen. Just talk. I will listen. And that is all they need sometimes. They just want to talk. And all you have to do is just listen. You don't have to say anything. Listen. And sometimes the first day you talk to them, they might not want to talk. They might feel, oh, why is my wife behaving like this? This is strange. Because you're not usually like that. It's going to be strange to them. But show them love. Take your man on a date. Because you African women, all you know is men pay, men pay, men do. Oh, my man has not taken me on a date lately. He's not done anything for me. What have you done for him? Have you ever gone out and come home one day and say, oh, honey, I bought you a shirt. I saw it and I just felt you like it. When have you booked a date all paid for by you? They need it also. Don't think it's only you that need flowers. It's only you that need to go on a date. It's only you that your husband needs to plan dates for. No, you can do it. Do it with them boy, not the same way them born the man. Don't they enter body. When you hear me speak Yoruba or Pidgin, don't enter body. Don't they pay me. They pain. Show them love. They are human. They need it. They want it, but they can't say it because they feel, oh, how can I ask my woman to take me on a date? Because I'm a man. But you can do it. You can help. Please. So tell me, when are you going to do that? Am I making sense? Hello, am I making sense? Sometimes just look at your man. Look at him deeply. And let him notice you looking at him. And you say to him, honey, I love you so much. You mean the world to me. That goes a long way. Sometimes write him a note and put it on the side table. Sometimes out of blues, write him a love letter. I think now only for secondary school you write love letter. Stop it. Show men love. They need it. They want it. They've got blood in their veins. They've got feelings. Show them you care. Sometimes just buy that ticket. Take them to the cinema. All paid for. Sometimes just do a getaway trip for the weekend. Not necessarily, you know, out of, you know, your area. Some nice place. Just tell your grandma or your friend to look after your kids or get a minder and take them somewhere. They need it. Sometimes just say to him, babe, thank you. Thank you for caring so much about this family. Thank you for caring so much about the kids. Thank you for loving me. I appreciate everything you do. You know what? If you can't speak English, speak English. You know what? If you can't speak English, say it in your language. Ololufe me. Adiori me. My future. I love you. It's not hard. If you want buy shoe now, you go now to Google shoe. If you want buy clothes designer, you go know how to Google. But you know, if you Google, how do I talk to my man? How do I praise my man? That one far from you. You far. Oh, love, far, far. You get what I'm saying? Love them. Show them you care. That's the only way you want to collect money. Because I know you. If you want to collect money, love go finish for where love day. That is when you're going to get sexy with your man. That is when you're going to prepare that special meal because you want something. What is wrong with you? Wake up. You're feeling guilty, right? Yeah. You should. When was the last time you did something for your man? Ask yourself. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go on a short break and listen to the music. Listen to the word. It means a lot. I will be back. It's your girl, Samba.
I don't know why you're making such a big deal about it. Stop acting like a bitch.
You don't call somebody out of the name like that if you don't respect them. Don't start approaching me. I already told you. Don't start approaching me. Then I'll leave. Then I'll leave. Move. Then I'll leave.
Thought we were forever, that was a mistake. You wrote it down in pencil, guess it got erased. Drawing on my weakness, look what you create. A masterpiece of everything you taught yourself to hate. I had to log off, your passwords changed. You always tried to run, I wasn't down to chase. Your trauma made you numb, I tried to give you faith. You took my kindness and threw it right back in my face. Ashamed to say I loved you and it hurts me cause I actually tried. Your truth was based off of lies. Your love was conditional and mine. Forgave you multiple times. That's why I had to finally walk away. It hurt me to leave, but was killing me to stay. The story of my life, this chapter and pages getting ripped out and thrown in emotional flames. To be honest, I don't hate you, this my only way to grieve. What you want isn't always what you need. I remember days I'd beg and I'd plead for you to just calm down and provide me with peace. Your words used to hurt me, they would be.
Can't find myself. I get lost inside my brain. Think I might need help, but I pushed all them away. I took the cards they dealt, and there's nothing I can change. So when I'm by myself, I just pray for brighter days. Sometimes I sit and I reminisce about the good times. Wish I could get those back. I keep on running these races that go in my mind, and they go on these tracks. I'm not ready to erase all my memories. I fight depression and I let it get the best of me. Now there's nowhere to run, nowhere to go. Look around, there's liquor bottles all on the floor, filling up the space inside my heart and my home. Drowning out these thoughts until they leave me alone. I can't find myself. I get lost inside my brain. Think I might need help, but I pushed all them away. I took the cards they dealt, and there's nothing I can change. So when I'm by myself, I just pray for brighter days. These thoughts are draining all my energy. I try to tell them to God, they said I'm going insane. And then they recommended therapy. And I go and talk to a man who's getting paid to explain. He started saying that the chemical imbalance is the reason that my brain ain't connecting to accomplishments associated with moving on in life and past the things that my heart cannot contain. So the happy
this won't sustain. And he read me my options. He said, here goes a pill, only take two, eat a meal, and it'll numb how I feel. I can't find myself. I get lost inside my brain. Think I might need help, but I pushed off them away. I took the cards they dealt, and there's nothing I can change. So when I'm by myself.
Hey fam, it's your girl Samba. So what's going on? Are you okay? So let's talk about ways to cope. Healthy ways to cope. Talk to someone you trust. Yes, you can talk to someone you trust. Because if you talk to someone you don't trust, you're in big trouble. The old one will know what is wrong with you. And it will get worse from there. Like I said before, you can also write it. Write it down. Write your feelings. If you don't have someone you can trust, write it out. It helps a lot, more than you can think of. Engage yourself with sport or listen to music. Music is a therapy on its own. If you don't know that, I'm telling you now. Listen to music, release that energy. And yes, therapy. No shame in it. Don't be ashamed. Therapy is good. I can't help you. I can't help you in that aspect because I'm not a therapist. I'm not. It's not about pretending. It's about handling it the right way. Because you don't know what happens when men break down. You need to look out for it. How to know that your guy is struggling. He's going to be angry all the time. He's going to start ghosting you. Ghosting everybody, not just you, everybody. He will start drinking, smoking, and wilding out. You know what I mean by wilding out? It's going to be like on a wild, wild thing. Because we all process our feelings differently. He's going to be looking tired all the time. You're going to see it in him. You're not blind. That is the man you've been loving for a very long time. You're going to notice when he's not okay. But we are good at just ignoring. He's a man. He will deal with it. No, it doesn't work that way. It's got feelings. It's human. The way you want your man to process your feelings is the same way you should process his feelings also. Don't be selfish. Stop saying, oh, he's a man. He can handle it. No. Sometimes they need help. Sometimes they just need that hug. When he's coming back from work, he knocks on the door, he's there. Or just hug him. Oh, babe, I miss you. It is something. All this is signs. They are all signs of him breaking down. Bit by bit. And that is when we mother, sister's wife, girlfriend, that is when we need to check in for real. Check in. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't. Just imagine this. If boys could be real without fear, if schools had circles where guys could talk, and if families said it's okay to feel, it's okay to cry, it's okay to let your feelings out. Just imagine that. Safe spaces don't have to be big. Doesn't have to be big. They can just be a group chat. Your safe space can just be your car. Or just chilling with friends. Good friends, not bad ones. Friends that cares about you. It can be anywhere else. It can be, you know, at the beach. It can be at the spa. It can be gym. As long as it's judgment free, it can be anywhere. You choose, find your safe space and do your thing. It's not easy to be a man. We forget that they are human. For the men out there, all of you, the young adults, the men, the husbands out there, the boyfriends out there, I say well done. You're doing good. Continue to be strong, but don't forget to let your feelings out when necessary. Don't forget to say how you feel to the people around you, the people you trust, the people that means a lot to you, the people that loves you dearly, that cares a lot about you. And I'm gonna say to that man out there who gives me comfort, who cares a lot about my well-being, I say thank you. I can't thank you enough. Words are not enough to say thank you. I appreciate you. Ologbeni, listening to me, if you can do that, that will be okay too, you know. I'm talking to you ladies out there. I'm talking to you wives out there. Don't mind me. I just had to get out of that feeling. Out of that feeling, rather. So you can do that too. Send a voice note. Send a text. I appreciate that person in your life. Not necessarily your boyfriend. It might just be a friend. You understand? We're not talking about boyfriend, girlfriend only. We're not talking about husband and wife only. It can just be one good person that cares about you, that cares about everything about you, that cares about you, your children, everything that surrounds you, your family, that looks after your well-being. You can do that tonight. It's never too late. I appreciate that man that you love, that man that you like, that man that cares about you. It goes a long way, trust me. You know what? Let me go back to Ninja, my guy. I love his music. Case Daniel. Let's hear him out. I'll be right back. It's your girl, Samba.
She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. She won't stop pushing until she see my cadaver. I walk out 16 hours in a day. No time off, no holiday. No time off, no holiday. Pick two, that's got check up. Buy my ticket, make a take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You can't eat your cake and have it. Gonna the days where my day back late. If you don't do again, I leave my day wait. This your pattern, no taking. Come back again, my wife my day. Mama, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, I drink Kokoro, come taste it. Boy, you think my world in me, my junk, yo. My junk shall I feel great. Even when my energy down, I dey drink of Kokoro off the street. No need for fast too, cause the message I don't pass through. You dey be chest like a gorilla. Show my pretty mode, Timo Forilla. Check on me, baby, check on me. I get you and my family all on me.
Check on me, baby, check on me.
All on me.
Check on you.
Pick two, class got check up. Buy my ticket, make a take off. A quality time on Gucci bag, which one you want? You got it, your cake, I have it. Gonna do this with my day back, if you don't do it again, I leave out the wait. This your pattern, no up again. Come back again, my wife in my day. Come on, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down, what they drink, go, 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 come taste it. When you think my world, me, my gent, yo. My gent shall I feel great. Even when my energy down, what they drink, go, 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 come taste it.
Come on, if it easy to be a man, take my shoes and go crazy. Even when my energy down,
what
they think
of
Kokoro,
I'm destined. Why you think my world in me, my gentle, my gentle, I
even when my energy down, what they think
of Kokoro. Hey fam, what's up to you? What's up with you? It's been a night. I want to say thank you for joining in. But before we go, let me say this. Being a man doesn't mean hiding your feelings. It means being real enough to deal with them. And here's your challenge for this week. If you are a guy, share one real feeling this week with someone you trust. If you are a girl, ask the guys in your life, not just you good, but how is your heart? Silence kills, but truth heals. Try to save someone this week. It's not until you see somebody that is trying to jump in the river or jump in front of a car that is saving. Talking to someone might save them. Asking if they are okay can save. Checking up on them can also help. That man in your life, even when he's doing everything for you, he's caring, you know, making sure you're okay. Sometimes they themselves, they're not okay, but they're still trying their best to make sure that you are okay. So it's okay to also check on them. Don't get carried away with yours only. Also check, please. I'm begging you. It goes a long way. So, we're going to see again. We're going to be with you again next week. TikTok is always making me say you were going to see again. So, next Sunday, don't forget to be here, 8 o'clock to 9 with your girl. This is Uncluttered, where we speak love through truth. You know what? I'm going to love and leave you. I will be talking to you next week with another interesting topic. Good night.
I can't help it,
I wish I could turn my mind off.
Just once, even for just a moment.
I wish I didn't think the way I do.
It's like I'm stuck.
You know, why do I choose to believe the lies I tell myself?
It never stops. I'm just constantly putting myself down.
I'm feeling like I'm drowning in my surroundings. I'm searching for that acceptance, I haven't found it. I'm having trouble breathing from everything that is happening. I'll go without support before I ever have to ask again. These bottled emotions, I'm opening them now. I'm living reckless though I'm throwing in the towel. The recipient of torture, why do I do this to myself? Why do I put myself down and refuse to ask for help? I'm hanging on through all the hurricanes and thunderstorms. I'm yelling I am strong, then I smack it with an underscore. I could run away, but I would rather face my problems as I'm dealing with my depression from winter time to autumn. I paint a picture of such a desolate derelict. I need to stop the self-abuse, but I don't care to quit. I'm willing to go the extra mile so I don't self-destruct. Let's talk about this agony and how I've had enough. My back's against the wall, accustomed to the pressure. Pessimism's creeping in, I'm praying it gets better. I remember the moments that didn't have a friend in sight, thinking it was easier to call the quits and end my life. My fractured personality and distorted perception. If I choose to cut you off, it's simply more for my protection. Don't ask me why I'm quiet, let me mind my own business. Truly hope I made an impact by the time that I am finished. I'm feeling empty, I got nothing left to give. Everyone is falling dead around me, how do I expect to live? I feel the anger as I calmly make a fist. Attempting to get vulnerable, I have to take a risk. Mentally exhausted and physically I'm drained. Suffocated by the guilt, it's forcing me to change. The doubt and hesitation's flowing, pumping through my veins. As I recollect on happiness, now nothing is the same. I find it strange the fact that millions know my name, but that has never gave me confidence, it's only brought me shame. I'm saying it's my fault, but I am not the one to blame. You see, I never felt that comfort as they hold me in restraint. I'm alright though, I'm gonna be okay. I'm doing what it takes for me to see another day. With any worry that I have, I throw it in my music. Now I try to practice faith, but there's moments I fear the future. I'm not afraid of using, I'm afraid of fucking failing. The person that I'm viewing in the mirror is my assailant. I'm beating myself up with any object I can hold. I'm telling myself I'm useless in these comments that are cold. My mental health is damaging, I'm feeling like I'm stranded all alone in the unknown. And I am only trying to manage my reactions to the feelings that I'm feeling. I'm in pain, I truly can't believe this is the person I became. I'm followed by this gloom and many days it's hard to smile. I choose to be alone, I struggle with these larger crowds. I'm accomplishing a minor goal and striving to the next. Yes, my daughter is the only one I'm trying to impress. And anyone that wants to judge me, judge me, I don't give a fuck. I'm not the one that pulls you down, I'm the one that lifts you up. My heart hurts while I'm staring at the floor. Anxiety is rising, I can't bear it anymore. How do I stop these obsessive thoughts? I'm just wishing, holding on until I'm less distraught. I show a blank expression as I'm suffering in silence. I'm holding it together, but my spirit's slowly dying. Chaotic circumstances, I prefer to dwell in misery. I know there's a solution, but this agitation's killing me. You love me, then you hate me, but your words will never break me. So I'm following you, God, to anywhere you wanna take me.
Tonight the monsters in my head are screaming so damn loud. But I built walls so high so they never even make a sound. It's a mask, it's a lie, it's the only home I've ever known. 'Cause being who I really am has only left me more alone. I am not okay, and I need you to see it. I have so much to say, and no one to hear it. The reason I keep quiet with so much at stake, I always feel like a burden, let it silence me. You'll never understand why it's so hard to say.
Symptom here.